Imagine if today was the day your idea changed someone's life. Imagine if you could help someone pay for college, help your community build a new playground, or help a child make it to that dream competition. With GoFundMe, it's all possible. GoFundMe is the world's number one fundraising platform trusted by over 190 million people. Every week, ordinary people meet their goals and do extraordinary things. Your ideas matter. GoFundMe isn't just for emergencies. Want to raise money for your kid's soccer team or raise funds for a small business, a creative project, or event? GoFundMe helps you turn ideas into reality. And help adds up. Fundraisers you start for someone else raise up to 5 times more. So think right now, who could use your help? Change rarely comes from waiting. It comes from someone deciding, today I'll start. Don't wait for someone else to bring change. Today, start your fundraiser in just minutes at GoFundMe.com. That's GoFundMe.com to start your fundraiser. GoFundMe.com. This is a commercial message brought to you by GoFundMe.
Help keep our community safe and healthy during National Prescription Drug Take Back Day, October 25th. Find a collection site near you at DEATakeBack.com. Do your part to lower overdose deaths and prevent drug misuse before it starts.
This is the world's strictest school, and I have to do whatever they say for the rest of the day.
Be quiet!
And if she quits before the end of the day, I win the Matter Cup.
Imagine if today was the day your idea changed someone's life. Imagine if you could help someone pay for college, help your community build a new playground, or help a child make it to that dream competition. With GoFundMe, it's all possible. GoFundMe is the world's number one fundraising platform trusted by over 190 million people. Every week, ordinary people meet their goals and do extraordinary things. Your ideas matter. GoFundMe isn't just for emergencies. Want to raise money for your kid's soccer team or raise funds for a small business, a creative project, or event? GoFundMe helps you turn ideas into reality. And help adds up. Fundraisers you start for someone else raise up to 5 times more. So think right now, who could use your help? Change rarely comes from waiting. It comes from someone deciding, today I'll start. Don't wait for someone else to bring change. Today, start your fundraiser in just minutes at GoFundMe.com. That's GoFundMe.com to start your fundraiser. GoFundMe.com. This is a commercial message brought to you by GoFundMe.
Angie.
Yeah, it is.
Sayla saw her brother Hudson and then Brent Rivera both try to survive at really strict schools, and she thinks she can do it too.
Yeah, I mean, it's not even that strict.
Okay, good luck. By the way, you're running late for your first class. I think you're going to quit in like 10 minutes.
No, I'm not.
Have fun.
How hard could this even be? What up, Teach?
We have a new student. What's your name?
Salish.
This, not allowed.
While Salish is going through her school day, I will be hiding in this room watching everything on this monitor.
Don't worry, I was done anyway.
Salish thinks this is a real school, but what she doesn't know is everybody here is an actor. And they only have one job, to make sure she quits before the end of the day.
Phone? Excuse me. Hand it over.
I'm not giving you my phone.
There is no phone in this class.
Oh, I'll put it in my backpack.
No, then you give me the entire backpack.
What?
But you'll need your books.
Bro.
I have found hundreds of strict school horror stories to inspire everything I have planned for Salish today. There's absolutely no chance she doesn't quit. This is going to be over-the-top strict school nightmare stuff.
Skirt. The rule is the skirt must be 4 inches above the knee. Yours is 7.
What?
It's too short. Do I see double pierced ears?
Triple, actually.
Oh, single piercing only. And no loops. Studs, please.
Okay.
If Salish thinks...
Imagine if today was the day your idea changed someone's life. Imagine if you could help someone pay for college, help your community build a new playground, or help a child make it to that dream competition. With GoFundMe, it's all possible. GoFundMe is the world's number one fundraising platform trusted by over 190 million people. Every week, ordinary people meet their goals and do extraordinary things. Your ideas matter. GoFundMe isn't just for emergencies. Want to raise money for your kid's soccer team or raise funds for a small business, a creative project, or event? GoFundMe helps you turn ideas into reality. And help adds up. Fundraisers you start for someone else raise up to 5 times more. So think right now, who could use your help? Change rarely comes from waiting. It comes from someone deciding, today I'll start. Don't wait for someone else to bring change. Today, start your fundraiser in just minutes at GoFundMe.com. That's GoFundMe.com to start your fundraiser. GoFundMe.com. This is a commercial message brought to you by GoFundMe.
This teacher is bad. Just wait, because she's the nicest of the bunch. The rest that I've got coming are even meaner.
This is all wrong. You need to go to the bathroom and check yourself, or you're going to end up like Jeremiah here.
up.
She must be thinking, this is the weirdest thing. This kid has got a cone on his head.
Poor Jeremiah.
Okay. Get out while you can.
Wait, where'd she go? We don't have cameras everywhere. I have no idea where she went. I guess she's going to change?
I'm so confused. I was kind of joking, but he's in a cone? Like, that is so weird. Also, what about my outfit is bad? I don't understand. I mean, I'm wearing the dress code for them, so what more do they want me to do? And my earrings? Why does it matter how many hoops I have? Let's go, guys.
Salish has no idea I'm here. Watching everything that's happening. Nothing in here is going to be too extreme or dangerous. It's just gonna drive her crazy and she will quit and I will win the Matter Cup and she will have to shovel snow, and she will have to do the dishes.
Now I think that my outfit looks exactly like the other kids. This might be a little harder than I thought it would be.
That'll do. Your posture is a little off, but we can work on that later.
My posture? Hey, what's your name? Okay. Hey, my name's Sarah Schwartz. Okay. What is with these kids?
Young lady, a new...
Imagine if today was the day your idea changed someone's life. Imagine if you could help someone pay for college, help your community build a new playground, or help a child make it to that dream competition. With GoFundMe, it's all possible. GoFundMe is the world's number one fundraising platform trusted by over 190 million people. Every week, ordinary people meet their goals and do extraordinary things. Your ideas matter. GoFundMe isn't just for emergencies. Want to raise money for your kid's soccer team or raise funds for a small business, a creative project, or event? GoFundMe helps you turn ideas into reality. And help adds up. Fundraisers you start for someone else raise up to 5 times more. So think right now, who could use your help? Change rarely comes from waiting. It comes from someone deciding, today I'll start. Don't wait for someone else to bring change. Today, start your fundraiser in just minutes at GoFundMe.com. That's GoFundMe.com to start your fundraiser. GoFundMe.com. This is a commercial message brought to you by GoFundMe.
Which student's place is at the front of the class?
Yes, ma'am.
My name is Miss Bastile.
Hi, Miss Bastile.
Miss Bastile.
Miss Bastile.
Miss Bastile.
Miss Bastile.
Miss Bastile.
What? Miss Bastile.
Miss Bastile. Miss Bastile.
Okay.
What's so hard?
Yes, ma'am.
Be quiet!
Oh! Okay, how did that not freak Salish out?
Since you think everything is so funny, I think you need a lesson. Jeremiah, would you please go back to your desk so the class can all go over the school rules?
Yes, ma'am.
Just so you know, Ian signed up for this. We told him ahead of time, are you good wearing a cone? And he said, yeah, he's down, but it's funny.
Is no one gonna react to that? Okay.
For those of you who follow the Matter Cup, you know two things. One, Salish always seems to win, and it's just not fair anymore. And number two, you know that the loser always has to do chores around the house. This week, the loser is going to have to do the dishes, but also the loser has to shovel a bunch of snow because we're going to Colorado for the week.
No cheating in school. Always listen to your teacher. Only speak if you're spoken to.
What is wrong with this place?
Only speak if you're spoken to is like the exact opposite of Salish.
No cursing.
I don't want to hear darn, shoot, dag nabbit. I don't want to hear any of it.
Darn.
What did you just say?
Nothing.
You're working on a detention.
She's gonna get in trouble for saying darn. She's not gonna make it through this all day.
No makeup.
Whoa, okay.
You're wearing makeup.
What'd you say?
Nothing.
Imagine if today was the day your idea changed someone's life. Imagine if you could help someone pay for college, help your community build a new playground, or help a child make it to that dream competition. With GoFundMe, it's all possible. GoFundMe is the world's number one fundraising platform trusted by over 190 million people. Every week, ordinary people meet their goals and do extraordinary things. Your ideas matter. GoFundMe isn't just for emergencies. Want to raise money for your kid's soccer team or raise funds for a small business, a creative project, or event? GoFundMe helps you turn ideas into reality. And help adds up. Fundraisers you start for someone else raise up to 5 times more. So think right now, who could use your help? Change rarely comes from waiting. It comes from someone deciding, today I'll start. Don't wait for someone else to bring change. Today, start your fundraiser in just minutes at GoFundMe.com. That's GoFundMe.com to start your fundraiser. GoFundMe.com. This is a commercial message brought to you by GoFundMe.
No phones.
Yep, I learned that one.
Always raise your hand.
That's how I know you actually know the answer. And most importantly,
no fun.
Clearly.
We're finally going to start our history lesson. But first of all, who was president during the Great Molasses Flood of Boston?
How do you even know that?
I don't know. I didn't raise my hand.
That's how I knew you didn't know the answer. Do it again, and you're going to get a punishment. And the answer is?
Woodrow Wilson.
In what state was the Roswell crash?
I raised my hand.
Yes.
Exactly.
What's the answer?
I don't know.
Why did you raise your hand?
Because you...
10 push-ups.
Why don't you do 10 push-ups?
Because I didn't get the question wrong.
I'm going to use my exercise.
Salish is not intimidated by physical activity. She's a very strong kid.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10.
Good?
You got a little slow there at the end.
I see your 10 push-ups.
She's giving it back to her.
Don't talk back, little lady. Do you know the penalty for talking back?
Sorry.
How is Salish not, like, laughing or quitting? The kid has a cone on his head for the last 10 minutes.
These are your exams. You have 10 minutes to finish them. And believe me, you do not want to get one wrong answer.
10 minutes?
The clock is ticking.
What is she doing?
No wrong answers.
What is wrong with this girl? I have 10 minutes to do this whole pinch. I cannot do this. And I had to do 10 push-ups.
Never give up.
Wrong. What the heck?
Is she FaceTiming someone?
I don't want to see anything unfinished. You're on the first page.
Sorry.
Imagine if today was the day your idea changed someone's life. Imagine if you could help someone pay for college, help your community build a new playground, or help a child make it to that dream competition. With GoFundMe, it's all possible. GoFundMe is the world's number one fundraising platform trusted by over 190 million people. Every week, ordinary people meet their goals and do extraordinary things. Your ideas matter. GoFundMe isn't just for emergencies. Want to raise money for your kid's soccer team or raise funds for a small business, a creative project, or event? GoFundMe helps you turn ideas into reality. And help adds up. Fundraisers you start for someone else raise up to 5 times more. So think right now, who could use your help? Change rarely comes from waiting. It comes from someone deciding, today I'll start. Don't wait for someone else to bring change. Today, start your fundraiser in just minutes at GoFundMe.com. That's GoFundMe.com to start your fundraiser. GoFundMe.com. This is a commercial message brought to you by GoFundMe.
Okay, she's doing something that she's not supposed to be doing right now.
Erase.
These rules are insane. What the heck is going on? And I'm literally just circling whatever is on this desk. I don't know the answers.
Time's up. Pencils down. Please line up to turn in your exam.
I'm way too old to shovel snow. We all know this. My back is gonna hurt. I mean, I'm years old. Too old to be shoveling snow, so please, for once, let me win the Matter Cup. Please let me win the Matter Cup.
Jeremiah, Salish, I said time's up. Please bring your test up to the desk. Give it to me. Give it to me. You didn't do anything? Are you kidding me? Blake!
What do you expect? On my cone. The cone's too, like, thick. I can't see anything.
You're having a hysterical fit.
What do you expect me to do with this?
You're going to have to do this at lunch.
She is just sneaking out.
At lunch?
We have some security cameras around the school so I can see. Where's she going?
I hate this school, and I'm so confused. Where are all the people? What the heck? Okay, let's check this class. Okay, that one's locked. What? Where are all the people, guys?
There's only enough kids for the one class.
There's no people in the window, look. Let's check the other two classes.
Yeah. No, just don't go in that class. Don't go in that.
No one's in there. Guys, I'm getting really confused. Why is nobody in any of the classes?
What if she opens this door?
Help DEA keep our communities safe and healthy by participating in National Prescription Drug Take Back Day, Saturday, October 25th. Take action right in your own home by cleaning out your medicine cabinet of unneeded medications. Keep them safe, clean them out, take them back. Find a collection site near you at DEATakeBack.com. Do your part to lower overdose deaths and prevent prescription drug misuse before it starts. That's DEATakeBack.com.
This is so weird. I don't know where my classes are, who my teacher is. This school is not it. What's happening? I'm so confused.
No one told her to come to the next class. Now she's just free.
Okay, so now I'm trying to find my class and I cannot find it for anything. I hear a lot of noise coming out of here though.
Oh, Wait, I think she's going to the right class.
Yes!
Oh, that was close.
I cannot believe that it's the same kids in the same class with the same teacher. Okay.
How has she not already quit? Comment below. Isn't it time for her to lose? I don't want to shovel any snow. The snow in Colorado is really heavy. It's like back-breaking heavy, and I don't want to have to do it. So will you please quit, Salish?
Breathing's not going to help. It's time to go in. Come on.
Young lady, you finally decided to join us. Get over here.
Hello?
Do you even know what class you're in?
Ballet class?
No. This is etiquette class.
Salish hates following rules, so etiquette class might be just the thing we need to get her to quit.
Today is posture day. Take a deep breath. Cock your head so that it's perfectly straight. No, that way. No, that way. Straighter. Straighten your legs. Don't lean. We need to see what your posture is like while walking. Ugh. No, all that attitude.
What? That's how I walk.
Here's a book you don't have to read. Put it on your head. Find your balance. Now take a stroll.
Oh, okay. Yeah, she just dropped the book right off her head. That should be a consequence, teacher, right?
Young lady, that will not do.
Well, I made it.
There was too much sass in your walk. We are actually going to have our model student, Nick, show you how it should be done. Promenade.
Nobody's gonna walk that slow. The heck?
Bravo, Nick!
I did the exact same thing, but faster.
He had poise.
Are you gonna walk like
he
this?
He had elegance and no sass.
If it makes you feel any better, you did it way better than I could have ever done.
Thanks.
Oh, well. Salish, I hope you learned something today. It's time for lunch. Eyes straight ahead, arms by your side, chest out.
At least we have lunch.
If only you knew.
Salish's favorite part of regular school is lunch with her friends. But today, she's having lunch with the teacher. She's not gonna like it at all.
Oh, I'm supposed to sit when you, okay.
Welcome to lunch. This is a lesson on manners at lunch.
Here's the thing about Salish. At home, doesn't even use forks. Salish sometimes will actually literally put her hand over the fork to grab her food with her hand and eat it. So I don't think she's gonna handle this culinary etiquette very well.
Spoon, nearest
fork
to the plate.
Fork on the left, knife okay. On the right. Do I hear someone talking at this end of the table?
No, Miss Hoss, I mean boss.
Okay, it looks like I need to sit and have lunch with you two.
Oh boy.
Let's talk about polite conversation.
This crazy thing happened in the bathroom. I saw a humongous—
Okay, excuse me? You do not talk about bathrooms. What other things do you think you should talk about?
Germs.
I like that.
Dog puke?
Dog puke kind of looks like soup.
Oh my god.
Okay.
Are we eating soup today?
Yeah.
We are not talking about anything that comes out of the body. We are talking about how to correctly put things in the body. Put the plate down.
I can see myself in it. Want to hear a cool sound?
No, that is not a sound. That is a horrible sound. And you're going to break your plastic forks. I can't take that sound.
I'm going to have a flashback.
Soup! If it is very hot, you may blow on it very gently.
Oh, my bad.
Salish is not intimidated enough by this teacher, so I've got an even scarier one coming next.
Who's that?
That's Mr. Smiley.
He doesn't look very smiley.
That's the happiest he ever looks, so you do not want to mess with him.
What's wonderful about our salads at this school, Salish, is that the lettuce is fertilized with manure from the stables. It's totally organic. Proper way to eat pizza. No, not with your hands. Put that down.
Actually, I'm from New York and I'll teach you the way to eat pizza.
We
go like
are
this,
practicing
and then you eat
fine
it, and then
dining.
The crust comes and
No, oh God. Put it down. Use your fork and knife.
That's how New York eats
like
it.
This.
All right, we got dessert now.
You think after this disaster, we get dessert?
Yeah.
There is no dessert.
Oh, dang nabbit.
I have to deal with you! Open wide. That'll teach you. Is it getting stuck in your braces? Sorry. Disgusting.
She's running away, yes! I knew it! She's gonna quit, yes!
Is she gone?
Is she gone?
Did it work?
I think it worked, here.
Tastes like chocolate.
What is happening right now? That was disgusting, but my dad thinks I'm gonna quit because of that. He's wrong.
She's on the swing? She should have quit by now, but I got something really good up my sleeve.
Our next lesson will be handwriting.
Texting the teacher, telling her game on. She knows what to do.
Oh. I'm sorry, class. I will be right back. Behave while I'm away.
The thing Salish hates more than anything is being blamed for something she didn't do. Oh, this is gonna be funny. Everybody in the class knows what to do. Look. They're going crazy. Listen, you gotta get her to quit.
She's so sweet. This is really hard for me.
I want to take this thing home. You gotta help me win.
I thought this was a strict school.
If only you knew.
Go back in there, waiting for you.
Do it!
Wait and see what they say when the teacher comes back in.
Be quiet! Not all of us are gonna get in trouble.
Don't worry, I have a plan.
What is going on? I'm so confused.
Just be quiet for now. Don't say anything.
What's all this? Yes?
Salish did it!
What?
I didn't do anything!
What? I didn't do anything!
You'll all be staying! You'll all be staying after school! You either leave this school right this minute or take detention for a week.
This is it. She's gonna leave.
I guess I'll take detention.
What? Detention? Who picks detention when they have the option to leave the school? How much do you hate dishes, Salish? Just quit.
I didn't do anything, though.
She did.
And go to detention right now.
She's so mad right now. She's gonna quit.
She did.
Remember, all these ideas came from experiences on Instagram with the strictest schools in the world. So you can only imagine how bad detention's gonna be.
What even just happened? At first, all these kids were like robots, and then they started blaming everything on me. I'm so confused, and now I have to go to detention? Oh my gosh. Okay, she told me to go into number 10, and I do not want to go to detention. Actually, I kind of do, because then I don't have to be with Miss Bad Style. Whatever.
All right, no more messing around. I'm bringing out the big guns. This is gonna be nightmare detention. There's no way she makes it through detention.
Okay, I found the room. This cannot be as bad as Miss Bad Style. Let's go.
Hey, Jordan, can I talk to you?
Sure, Ian, what's up?
Yeah, so I don't think it was really fair that all the other kids were blaming her for the whoopee cushion thing.
Oh, don't worry about that. She'll understand later. I gotta get her to quit because I'm trying to win the Matter Cup. In order to win that thing, she's gotta quit. In order for her to quit, you guys gotta keep being hard on her. Keep keeping it strict, okay?
Yeah.
Time for detention. Is this detention? Hi, Mr. Smiley. I think I have detention.
Of course you have detention. Why else would you be here, Salish? Take a seat. I know exactly who you are, but let me tell you a little bit about me. I'm your detention teacher.
Okay.
Trained in American karate. I take it serious, and I haven't had lunch yet. So what brings you in here, criminal?
I didn't do anything.
Classic, coming from a criminal.
Everybody started throwing paper and started getting all crazy, and then they blamed it on me, even though I didn't do anything.
I heard, sounds like a guilty party to me. You see the scuff marks on the ground? Those are the skid marks of lost souls. Kids just like you, who tell me things other than the truth. You will clean them up!
Okay.
Salish always cleans up after herself. She does her own laundry, she cleans her room, but you know she hates? Cleaning other people's messes, especially if it's on the ground.
I want these scuff marks removed, and you're gonna use your best friend, Mr. Toothbrush.
This detention is gonna keep getting worse and worse.
Okay, but there's a broom right there. Can I not just use that?
Oh, this broom right here? Nice little yellow bristles and the wood broom. There's no broom right there.
Whoa, he's intense.
Toothbrush, skid marks, you have 10 minutes.
Okay.
I'll be back.
What was that? Oh my gosh, there's dirt everywhere. This is not coming off.
We got all this from Instagram. This really happens. Detention teachers that make you clean the floor. Some of these schools are whack.
Do schools even make kids do this anymore? What is wrong with this place? Even if none of these marks come off, I'm not gonna quit. I am not gonna quit. I'm not gonna quit.
What's gonna get this kid to quit?
Okay, Salish, let's see how you did.
I cleaned one.
You cleaned one in 10 minutes?
Yes.
Oh, I see what's going on right here. You want them real bad kids.
What?
You're tough, huh? You're strong, you're smart.
Maybe.
Come on, just do it. Just walk out, quit. It's over, it's easy. This sucks, right? Just quit, quit!
We got the perfect thing for you, Salish.
Oh gosh, oh no. Oh my gosh, oh no, oh no.
Oh, this is awesome. Actually, look, there's a pail attached to a pole. The only way to get the pail down is to get wet. I know she's gonna quit when she gets soaked.
That doesn't seem very nice.
She did it to me once. So I feel like this is just payback. I'll do anything I have to do to win.
Yeah, I'm gonna be right back, right?
Okay.
Yeah, you keep watching that.
This is so good.
Oh my God. Oh no, 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 no. Mr. Smiley! Mr. Smiley! Mr. Smiley!
Oh, she can't hold it for much longer. I know it.
Help, 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 help! Jeremiah, Jeremiah, help me!
Whoa, what is he doing?
Jeez, I didn't think it would be this
bad.
Okay, let go,
holding?
Let go, yes,
oh,
let
no.
go. I'm holding.
Okay, I got
Get the desk, get the desk. Oh my gosh, get the desk. Okay, do you have it?
Okay, let go.
You have it?
Let
okay.
go, let go.
You sure?
Yep, okay, there we go. Perfect!
He did not just do that!
Thank you so much!
Of course, of course. Just please don't tell anybody. Don't
okay,
tell Jordan.
Okay.
Just don't.
Okay, thank you.
He's getting paid to get her to quit and he helped her. What?
Don't tell anyone, like, who?
What do we have here?
I did it all by myself.
Congratulations. Mr. Smiley got a bunch of tricks up my sleeve.
I know he seems scary and mean, but he's actually the sweetest guy on earth.
I got some blindfolded reading exercises. You gotta dust the ceiling, scrape all that gum off that.
Actually, I'm feeling a little sick. I have, like, allergies, you know? Can I go to nurses?
Okay, go ahead.
Thanks.
Good luck, you'll need it.
I had a feeling Sage might pull something like this, so I made a plan. You think the detention teacher's scary? Wait until you see the nurse.
Hello.
Hello, Salish.
Oh, she's creeping me out.
Hi, I think I'm really sick.
The nurse's office is actually right there. So I can't talk too loud, she's right there.
I'm Nurse Winky, can I help you?
I'm sick.
Oh, well I have a lot of things to make you better.
Oh,
come on.
Thanks.
Sit down. Hello. So tell Miss Winky what it is that's bothering you today.
I'm a little sick, I think.
Are you sure you're
I'm
sick?
I'm pretty sure.
Well, sometimes friends come in and they're not really sick, so
Who would do that?
Sometimes they do. So, well, we need to check your reflexes.
Okay.
Okay, just one moment.
This actually might make her quit.
I have a nice tool to help me do that.
Oh.
Oh. Oh.
Hold still. Don't move. I'm gonna tap your knee.
Yeah. Oh.
I actually feel better now. I think so.
You were faking.
No, I was.
Oh, suddenly you're feeling much better, aren't you, Salish? Well, guess where you get to go now?
I think you need to go to the principal's office.
Okay, I'll go.
No, let me take
you. Yeah, I got you. Don't worry. I got it. I know where it is. Bye-bye.
Faker.
How'd I do?
I hate this school.
Nurse was creepy. Principal is terrifying.
Mom? Miss Matter, have a seat.
Last time we played for the Matter Cup, my wife was on Team Salish, but I have since convinced her to be Team Jordan this time. So she is going to be the most heartbroken, disappointed mother ever, and Salish is just going to melt and give up.
We strive to mold wise minds, strong bodies, and moral characters. You, however, Miss Sally Matter, you've been here one day and have managed to be disobedient, insubordinate, defiant, unruly, and disruptive in several ways. What do you have to say for yourself?
I didn't do
it. Don't say anything.
One of the things Salish hates the most is getting bad grades. Only worse than that, disappointing her mother. There is absolutely no way she's gonna make it through this. Just getting my Matter Cup all ready so it'll look really good in my office when I win.
You did not adhere to the dress code.
What?
You instigated a violent pooper fight.
Paper fight?
You pranked your teacher, Miss Bastille, with a whoopee cushion.
I didn't do that either.
And you said a curse word.
What?
I do not know where these young ladies learn words like
Darn. You faked a state of sickness. You lied repeatedly to teachers. And you talked back.
No, I didn't.
Don't talk back. Now, what do you have to say for yourself?
I said
don't talk back.
Lauren looks so disappointed. It's like heartbreaking.
These are all very bad, naughty, horrid, mean, selfish, and recalcitrant behaviors.
I'm so sorry. She was taught better.
I didn't do anything!
Don't talk back.
Mom, how could you believe her? She's not even telling the truth.
It's on her paper.
Again, a lie. Now, the way I see it, you have two choices. You can leave immediately, and we will pretend that this never happened. Or, two, you can stay in this school, but your grades will be part of your permanent record at any school you attend.
Wait, F's permanently?
Oh, yes.
Salish, we have to go right now. We've got to go.
Let me think about this. So if I stand and have F's permanently on my record?
And you'll never get into college.
It's easy. Leave with mom or have F's forever on your transcript. Come on, Salish, just get up and leave.
F's on my record. This is really hard. Let me think. I'm just kidding. I know this is all fake.
No way.
This is not fake.
You use the actor Mr. Smiley from Darman.
Wait, he works with Darman?
How obvious can you be? Also, I know Ian. He was in another video with us.
Are you kidding me? Yes, Ian, we worked with him already.
There were no kids in any classes. Didn't you think to hire extras? The computers from the 70s, not even plugged in. So I could stay here all day.
No, 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 no.
Well, I never. You know what? I'm done. I've been here 12 hours. I mean, I didn't even get a trailer. 20 years of method acting classes. For this, don't forget to pay me.
What? Mom, I'm really disappointed. I thought you were Team Salish.
Rowan.
What did I?
He works for DAR, dude.
How was I supposed to know?
Rowan, I need a minute.
I quit.
Hand it over.
Are you kidding?
Hand it over. Oh, you had to have the light?
Yeah, it makes me look younger. How did you know?
This is mine now. Let's go home. Come on, out of this school. Let's go. Come on. Hurry up.
Say, you want to help me out?
No, you did lose the matter cup, though.
I know, but I don't even have the right shoes. You can help me.
It's fine. I'm going to get a snowboard.
Shut up. Don't. You just dropped my phone in the snow.